morning to you and welcome to the second innings on How's That here on TalkSport as we look at the fourth test between England and India. We've already heard from your usual host Dominic Cork and the former Indian batsman Akash Chopra. This hour, the former England batsman Mark Butcher and I will be joined in the studio by Stephen Sylvester, who's a sports psychologist who has been working with the man of the moment, Moeen Ali. His insights will be fascinating there. We'll also on How's That this Sunday evening. The former Notts and Middlesex player, Stephen Sylvester, joins us in the studio, myself and Mark Butcher. But more pertinently, he is now a sports psychologist. And he is a man who I'm sure is very proud this evening, bearing in mind the last couple of weeks, because you've been working very closely with a certain Moeen Ali.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Really good to be here. Mo's a terrific, rare talent.
How long have you been working with him, then?
Well, I started working last year during the county championship season with Worcester. And so that gave me the full scope to work with the team and individuals, you know, Steve Rhodes and David Leverdale, the chief exec, and to look across the club and look at how they go about building high performance.
So it always intrigues me because obviously it's a very individual thing and you've got the team as well. Yeah. Was it the sort of thing that actually you were asked to, can you work with one person within a team? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can. You can absolutely work with both the team and the individual concurrently. So you can actually make sure that they dovetail both the individual need with the collective. And when you get that, that's when you get success.
The thing that struck me most about Moeen Ali has not particularly been about his performances, as startling as they've been in the last two test matches, but it's been his ability to kind of cope with, the naysayers, of whom I've been one, about, you know, whether he's good enough to be in the side as a spin bowler. The whole thing about the Gaza wristbands, yeah, that he coped with. I mean, that would have buried a few people. I can think of some Middlesex teammates of yours that sort of scrutiny would have buried. But somehow he was able to put that aside. What sort of things do you do to ensure that he's able to be that strong?
Well, I think it comes from within. You know, this is why he's such a gifted young man with great leadership potential, because he is aware of his immersion in the game from a cricketing point of view. So he knows he's strong with bat and ball. He knows he's good within the field and he's good within the team. He's got that stature. He comes from a strong family background, obviously his dad being an inspiration and the driving force behind the dream of playing professional cricket. And on top of that, he's got a great structure within the ECB and within Worcestershire County Cricket Club to develop his skills to the fore. Now, obviously, they've had Sajid there this year, so that's made a big difference to his spinning. But his faith, so within him, he has this absolute drive of and passion. He's a devout Muslim, and that inspiration allows him to look at things from a very different perspective. Now, when you look at all these different elements and you kind of glue them together and you facilitate a situation where you can talk them through and you can be open, you can look at your choices under pressure because of your openness and because of your faith and your perspective, it gives you a greater stature to kind of work out what is the best way forward. And in those discussions with him, it became apparent that being a role model and not just playing cricket for the fame, the success, the adulation and the rest was an important driving force for him, which means that, you know, under pressure, he has a different response to most people to pressure, because he's not so self-obsessed.
It's not inward.
He doesn't go in. He's free. He's almost that because he's not obsessed along this continuum of self-interest and selfishness on the one end, and selflessness and openness and truth and why we're here at the other, because of that, he has a very, very different perspective on how you play the game. And I'm thinking, is this for real? Testing, looking,
he's
watching.
He's unique.
In 15 years of consultancy across, you know, I came out of the game fairly early, not quite good enough as a cricketer, trying to find out why am I inconsistent, why do one day I perform well, the next day I don't. Sent me on an absolute hunt for knowledge as to what makes you perform one day and the next day you don't. And
sorry, Stephen, I was just going to say that obviously you're working with a player however many times a week or however many times he feels necessary in his county setup. Now, England, of course, famously have their setup that's getting bigger by the day, and it's almost now a team in itself, and that includes sports psychologists. Now, like every science, like every art, there are theories, there are different ways of doing. Now, you're working with Moen in one way, and let's not narrow it to just Moen here. You know, we're talking about every player, whatever. You work one way. England might work a different way. Do you have to get in touch with the ECB's side of things to say, this is what we're working on at the moment, this is what we're trying to do, whatever? Or do you actually just sort of say, well, we'll deal with your county thing, and England will deal with England?
I think with psychology, it's very personal, and my brand of psychology isn't about bigger, bolder, being in the sports environment. What tricks do you need in order to perform better with bat and ball? I actually believe every professional cricketer, and I've worked a long time in cricket with lots of talented cricketers, can do the skills themselves. They don't need that extra push to individually create performance as and when it counts. What they need is an understanding of what's going on within. And what Mo's particularly good at is nullifying the negative judgment of others. I have never, in 15
Mark
years
Butcher.
Of working
all right,
with
all right.
over many years, I've found it intriguing to watch him nullify pressure in the way that he does. His ability to cope with negativity is the thing that sets him apart. And I've been lucky enough to work with a handful of world champions. I work in Premier Division football, golf, snooker, lots of high-level performers. And it's the ability to not take on someone's opinion of you that's very critical.
And is, frankly, key in professional sport. Because, and especially this day and age, it's not just the media now. You've got Twitter. Mm-hmm. I mean, blimey, you know.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Boycott joined Twitter in the last couple of days, and I actually heard him say, when it was discussed about it, he said, why would someone want to abuse me? I was like, oh, blimey, he's in for a rude awakening. This is How's That here on TalkSport on this Sunday evening. It's Mark Butcher and myself, Andrew McKenna, with you through till 10 o'clock. Stephen Sylvester is with us as well. There'll be more in just a couple of minutes' time.